Right.
Won't care, innit?
There we go.
I think we'll do a cushion.
It's a high table. Alright, ready when you are.
Can you reckon you can't resist Brett any now? You're going to have to play.
I thought I might get a question about Brett. Probably deserves to play, doesn't he? Yeah, so he's going to be pretty close. Obviously, he's a rookie still, but we've got to do the right thing, and we reward form normally, so I'll be surprised if he's not a 27-year-old debutant.
Sam Powell-Pepa obviously was quite competitive in the pre-season. His best display, I would hear, he did himself in for round one as well.
Yeah, look, I probably don't, Andrew, I don't respect that, and I understand that you're the ones who played and knew we want to talk him into round one, and we want to look at them all in the right time, and we had a really good performance yesterday too at Sanford level, so Monfries and a few others come back and play well, but yeah, obvious form is pretty obvious and they'll give themselves the best chance.
So, what have you made of Brett's pre-season, considering the journey he's been and all that he's had over his time? What made it happen for him this pre-season?
Oh, look, he's probably deserved it before this pre-season, but you get reluctant because of age, don't you? But you look at the level under you and you go, he's kicked 70, 80 goals consistently, and why not? You know, and we were looking for a replacement for Jay Schultz, and someone who had a bit of experience and could help other forwards play the game naturally.
So what do you think you are with that 22 for round one? Have you got clear ideas now considering that result today compared to the previous two?
Yeah, I said last week we're getting closer, but obviously today we left Gray, Wingard, Broadbent, Pittard won't be available. Monfries, as I said, played well in the Sandfall. Drew even played well. So there's lots of names up and about, but I'd say we're 18, 19, pretty close. We obviously got to assess some blokes and where they're at with conditioning.
Great. What was that about?
No, he's fine. There's nothing. He was just, look, he was sore at the run yesterday, really just nothing at all, but I said, there was just no point. We don't need to make a player of his quality any sore at this time of the year.
How pleasing was today? Was it a nice dress rehearsal for round one, given the previous two pre-season performances?
Yeah, I think we've been trying to build. You know, we look a bit frustrating. I don't have any problem with saying that. We've been frustrating to ourselves as much as everyone else, and we're probably still building. It's still, you know, we've got round one coming. We've got to be ready for it. But, you know, we've changed quite a bit through the pre-season, and we're working hard to get that right, and hopefully it'll stand us in good stead through the season.
Ken, as tough as the conditions were, do you think he was smarter today in the way you used the ball and now Gambier was just as windy?
Yeah, well, certainly. We've been working hard on making the adjustments that we need, Rooch, but you know, the first passage of play for us was significant. I think we had 11 kicks, 9 marks, and kicked a goal from our back 50, and that's really, really important to us, the way we were able to move the ball on that one particular play. So it was a good start to the day, and it probably gave the boys a little bit of confidence.
Talk about building. Paddy Ryder's obviously been solid throughout the pre-season anyway, but that was his best display today. 5 marks in the first quarter when the conditions were dry, 35 pass it out, and a classy goal as well.
Yeah, no, he's a pretty good player. We know that, and you're right, Andrew. He's building. He's been 12 months out of the game. I thought him and Jacko together today looked quite dangerous in the ruck together. They both were pretty strong.
So what more do you think you need to do in terms of the next 2 weeks?
We've got still plenty to fine-tune and try and get right, and we will be doing that part through the season too, Rich. I mean, we're always adjusting, but I think we are, as I said, I keep saying, we've made some significant change, so we've got a bit to still do, and we continue to work on that. We've got 2 good weeks now, which is really important. Boys have had lots of time off leading up to this stage, and we've now got 2 good solid weeks here in Adelaide where we can hopefully get ourselves ready for a really big, big test, Sydney and Sydney.
Well, Spencer played well yesterday. Obviously, it's his first sit out after the overcoming shoulder operation. Is he a little bit away from being considered for AFL selection?
Well, I think we've lost some smarts a little bit to help our front arm. That's why White today played early too. So we've both got, you know, both Whitey and, you know, and Gus probably bring an enormous amount of experience. So I think that would be helpful for us. Yeah, but the simple answer is, yeah, he's probably a little bit still off.
So what do you do with Broadbent in the next 2 weeks to be sure?
Oh, he'll train for the next 2 weeks. He's pretty much ticked off everything now and ready to go. It's just a matter of building up. If we had a game next week, he would have played in that game. So we'll just work our way through that, train him as hard as we can within reason.
So to go with Ryder and change without Logie, is it, you can get Stan to just go with one ruckman and recognise that?
Well, I suppose I see Jacko as a ruckman. I think we've got two ruckmen in the team, and that's our That's our method and our preferred method probably at this stage.
So do you still play Jacko forward?
Yeah, we play Jacko. The good part about Jackson is that's why I say we spent a lot of time this year getting some adjustments to our program. We now have some freedom that Jackson's had 3 months of forward line training. Chad Wingard's had 3 months of midfield training. Westhoff's had 3 months of midfield training. So it doesn't mean we can't use them in their preferred positions in their career, but it gives us flexibility.
So what do you say to Charlie Gibson after 3 games, just 1 goal?
Keep working. Keep building your game and keep working at it, because I think we lose sight of the fact that Brett got reward from other people, I think, today a little bit too. And, you know, Brett's footy smarts makes it really difficult for him to defend. But if Charlie's not there, how does that make Brett's game look too? So I think that you've got to balance those things out. It's the sum of the whole, not the one, that for me makes a difference.
So while the focus goes on Charlie, you think it opens up?
Right? Well, that's what I'm telling myself today for Charlie.
Oak.
Corky.
Yeah, is he okay?
Yeah, no, it's fine. He went and wanted to go back on. I said, no, didn't need to, so.
Any other injuries that have taken?
No, all fine, no problems at all. All good? Thanks.